Chapter 3. The next day, Megan started the long journey to the farm. When she arrived, she saw Miranda outside with some heavy bags.
"Let me work on your farm, old woman,"
Megan said.
"I'll work for 1 year."
Miranda didn't like Megan, but she was a kind woman, so she invited her to stay. Megan didn't help with the bags. She went into the house and threw the cats from the kitchen. In the morning, Miranda gave Megan work to do. Megan shouted, and the birds left the garden. Then Megan sat on the grass and went to sleep. After a few weeks, the cows on the farm were very thin, and they didn't give any milk. All the clothes were dirty, and there weren't any fish in the river. At the end of the year, it was time for Megan to leave.
"You must leave soon,"
Miranda said.
"But first, there is something you must do. Take this bucket to the river and bring me some water."
"But there are holes in the bucket,"
Megan shouted.
"Yes, but you must fill it with water,"
said Miranda again. Megan tried to fill the bucket, but the water spilled onto the ground. She threw the bucket away.
"Stupid bucket!"
Next, Miranda gave Megan 2 balls of wool.
"Take these to the river,"
she said.
"Hold them near the water until the white wool in your left hand becomes black and the black wool in your right hand becomes white. The balls must not leave your hands."
Megan washed the wool in the river, but nothing happened. Megan threw the wool onto the ground.
"Stupid wool!"
Miranda wasn't surprised.
"You're a lazy girl, Megan. Now try one more thing,"
she said.
"Take the wool from the ground and make a coat for me."
Megan tried to take the wool, but the cats had it. There were small pieces of wool everywhere.
"Stupid cats!"
shouted Megan.
"I can't make anything with that."
"You're very lazy,"
said Miranda.
"But I'll give you something to take home. You'll find 2 boxes in my cupboard,"
said Miranda.
"Choose one, but don't open it until you arrive home."
Megan found the 2 boxes. One was gold and the other was black.
"The gold box is bigger. There'll be more jewels inside it."
Megan didn't say goodbye to Miranda. She took the gold box and ran out of the house. Miranda smiled.
"I'm not going to wait until I arrive home,"
Megan thought.
"I'll open the box now."
When Megan opened the box, she was very surprised. She didn't find any jewels. Suddenly, a big black spider jumped out of the box onto her arm. Megan threw the box on the ground in terror and ran home with nothing. Her mother was very angry again. Bella didn't stay at home with her cruel mother and lazy sister. She bought a farm with the jewels from the black box. But Bella was a kind girl, and she forgave her mother and sister. She invited them to live with her on the farm. Megan and Mrs. Spring learned an important lesson. People don't get anything when they're cruel or lazy. It's better to be good and kind. They changed their attitude and worked hard on Bella's farm. And they all lived happily together for the rest of their days.